Welcome back. My name is Lucy Gidden. This is where the nation's biggest conversations begin. Now, safe futures start here. This week, we turn our focus to mine action. This coming Friday, South Sudan will be joining the world to mark International Day for Mine Awareness and Assistance in Mine Action. Mine action makes it possible for peacekeepers to carry out patrols. It makes it possible for humanitarian agencies to deliver assistance. Importantly, it makes it possible for citizens to live without the fear that a single misstep could cost them their lives. And so we speak about that and more here on Miraya Breakfast Show, as Moyo Jacob Felix had a conversation with the chief of United Nations Mining Action Service, Zerudin Sukanovich, and the chairperson for the National Mine Action Authority, Jurkuk Barach, and they discussed this further. Take a listen.
Today's day is a great day, actually, that being celebrated worldwide. It is not only in South Sudan, but it is everywhere that is having contamination in the land are celebrating this occasion worldwide. So it is when we begin to reflect, talked about what is the meaning of anti-personnel landmines. And what it does to the people in the country and every country that is affected by landmines. So this is what we are going to talk about it.
Yes, by celebrating this day, I mean, what does the government seek to achieve?
Yes, the government is to achieve making awareness or showing to the people that the contamination has been really reduced. It is not the way it is. Like when we first came in 20 or 2005 or 6, when we start having the government in the country. So the danger of landmines had been reduced for this quite a long time. So we are now like most of the work has been done, though we are still having much more to do.
Mm. All right. Now, let me come to Sehrudin, who is the chief of UNMAS. Could you share with us now the current priorities of UNMAS?
Thank you. Well, I have been mentioned this many times, being a guest here in a studio. But again, worth reminding everybody that UNMAS, as a part of the mission, is deploying capacities in South Sudan in support of the mission mandate implementation, in support of the protection of civilians, enabling humanitarian aid delivery, supporting the National Mine Action Authority on building national mine action capacity, and also making their capacity being engaged together with us. In a partnership with National Mine Action Authority, UNMAS is also supporting humanitarian aid delivery, development projects, fostering economical recovery, enhancing community resilience. So basically setting a foundation for lasting peace and the stability in the country. Together with the National Mine Action Authority, as a part of the UNMIS Mine Action, is also setting a priorities for the clearance of the landmines, cluster strikes, and other explosive ordnance threat across the country.
Last year, UNMAS South Sudan, in partnership with the Geneva International Center for Humanitarian Demining, supported the National Mine Action Authority in developing the gender equality policy and the work plan. We are laying the groundwork for the implementation of the work plan and advocating for the establishment of a woman in a mine action network, one of the first of its kind in the global mine action sector.
A lot has been achieved in more than 20 years of our engagement and support in South Sudan, but there is still a threat that needs to be addressed across the country with approximately 22 square kilometers of contaminated area on the various threats that I have mentioned.
And how has UNMA so far collaborated with the national authorities and also the local communities, in this case, to enhance the mine action efforts in South Sudan?
Every year, we celebrate International Mine Awareness Day and Assistance in Mine Action in a partnership with the National Mine Action Authority, UN Mission, Mine Action Sector, and this year our celebration is supported by long-standing Mine Action partner, the government of Japan.
And we are trying to apply this in a different ways, looking at some creative approaches and trying to have engaged school children, communities, donors, and embassy representatives, mission, and the government counterparts. The events will be implemented indoor or outdoor. It all depends on the security situation. Unfortunately, we are forced to do indoor event this year, as situation seems not to be suitable for a larger outside gathering. But the main point is to, throughout the event, to convey the message, not to just to attendees, but also to the government, to international community, and to the community and the people of South Sudan on our joint efforts to address the threat of explosive ordnance. This year's theme is Safe Future Starts Here. I prefer to modify the theme to With Mine Action in Action, Safe Future Starts Here.
Right, thank you. Thank you so much. And let me get back to Honorable Jurkuch as the chairperson of the National Mine Action Authority. So how would you describe the progress South Sudan has ever made in the mine action over the past years?
Yeah, well, I would say it has been, we achieved a lot. A lot of progress has been made since we are now 20 years. It is 20 years since we started, and we are still progressing doing that. A lot of things have been achieved. Of course, when we came in, you could not move on the road from any border, whether Kenyan border or Ugandan border or DRC border or anywhere. But now we are moving all the way from any border up to the interior and up to the far north. People are now moving, and it has been achieved. It is, before that, it was very difficult for anybody to move on the road to anywhere. But when we started working, of course, a lot of landmines have been cleared on the roads. And even every part of the country was contaminated with the anti-personnel landmines. Mm-hmm. And even the other anti-tanks also were there, and unexploded ordnances. It was very difficult for the family to cultivate freely in their land, but after we started work, a lot of unexploded ordinances has been removed, and people were able to use the land, and refugees were there, and they managed to come back to their lands and use the land properly, simply because of the clearance that has been made during these 20 years. So I would say a lot of work has been done with the cooperation of the UNMAS, of course, with the cooperation with the UNMAS and the other international community support, because this we could have not done it alone if we were not getting support from the international community. So I'm very proud, and I think a lot of work has been done, that people are using the land now freely, though a lot of work is still also, and especially in this question of unexploded ordinances is a very big problem, because unexploded shells of mortars that fell somewhere and we could not see it have been now removed. Even within Juba town here, a lot of work has been done, because recently we have been removing these things on the in the land. When somebody would like to construct his house or whatever, they would encounter the presence of an exploded ordnance, and it would be a quick question for us to go. We would be asked to at least move quickly to go and dissolve that or destroy the unexploded ordnance in wherever it is found. So I say a lot of work, we have really done it. Yeah.
Mm. Yeah. And to do this whole thing, I believe it comes with a lot of challenges. And I would like you to share with us the challenges, or the main ones for that matter, that the country, South Sudan, is facing in terms of achieving a mine-free status, and what strategies are in place to address them.
Well, you see, this question of landmines, they are in different stages, and what we have done first, mine action is composed of five pillars. Number one is mine risk education, and this mine risk education is to make people aware in wherever they are living. You make them aware of the presence of landmines in their land, and if they get it, what should be done? This has been, we have in the curriculum now, this is my risk education is included in the curriculum of the country, and it is being taught in the schools. So it is making population to know exactly what is the landmines and how to avoid having a problem with the landmines. So this is one of the things. The other thing is that all the area that have been contaminated, a lot of work was also we did it in the country here. So with the cooperation, as I said it, with the UNMAS, we have been doing it, clearing the land. And when I said five pillars, is my risk education is one of the pillars. You give it awareness to the people before you do mine clearance, so that those people must have to leave knowing exactly the land is contaminated and how to do their things in such a land. Number two is mine clearance. If you have to make survey, know exactly where landmines are, and then clearance comes after you have surveyed the land, knowing where contamination is. The other thing is how to assist the victims of the landmines. How can you support them, those who have been hit by landmines or injured by landmines, are supposed to be supported. Pillar number four is advocacy, not advocacy, but advocacy. We have to advocate. The country has committed itself, or herself, this country, South Sudan, committed herself to be the member of Anti-Personal Mine Ban Convention. And this is the day we are preparing ourselves now, that will be coming the 4th of April. This is advocacy. Should the country again violate, then advocacy must have to work in this situation. That South Sudan has gone back, it is planting landmines again, then it will be a very big challenge.
Yes, all right.
Then the last one is to destroy anti-personal landmines that we have in our stocks. And we did that. We destroyed them in 2008. We finished off with all the landmines that were there. So these are the five pillars of the anti-personal landmines.
All right. Thank you. Thank you so much, Honorable. Let me get back to Segrudin Sukanovich and to understand, as he tells us more about the upcoming event. Now, as we summarize these discussions, the upcoming event on International Mine Action Day and how significant it is, particularly in the context of South Sudan that has been in war.
Thanks. This year, apart from just celebrating International Mine Awareness Day and assistance in a mine action, we will also emphasize that in more than two decades, UNMAS and mine action has been a critical enabler of peace, humanitarian action, and sustainable development. Working together with National Mine Action Authority, UN mission, and humanitarian partners. So we want to showcase a long-standing efforts that we have all contributed in clearing or releasing 1,300 square kilometers of land so far. We have destroyed more than 1 million of explosive ordinances. And we have provided risk education to nearly 7 million beneficiaries in South Sudan in the past 20 plus years. That's the message we want to convey, apart from, as Jukuch has mentioned, apart from the needs to continue support to the mine action from the donors, international community, from the government, since we still have a lot of things to be done. The National Mine Action Authority and the government of South Sudan is about to submit the request for anti-personal mine ban convention Article 5 extension request, seeking the extension to clear all of the currently known anti-personal mine threats in South Sudan until the June 2030. In order to do this, the country, National Mine Action Authority and Mine Action Sector will need the support from donors. That is one of the challenges that we are all facing. Donors' interest is moving away from South Sudan to other global crises, while South Sudan is looking towards reaching the goal, very important goal, of clearing of all currently known AP minefield threats in the country by June 2030. In addition to this, we would like to also to highlight the achievements that has been reached together in a partnership with the National Mine Action Authority, with the UN, and the support from other governmental institutions.
All right, thank you. Let's wind up this with Honorable Jurkuch to tell us, I mean, what do we expect from the upcoming event on International Mine Action Day, and what do you hope attendees will take away from it?
Well, it is what we expect people to take away is that is the work, a lot of work has been done. This is one of the things that we need to tell to the people that we have done a lot of work, and they know that we have done it. Those who are still living in the contaminated land would expect us also to do to complete the work of mine clearance, that the land will be cleared, the remaining part of the land will be surely cleared, and we, they will know that we have done that part of the work which was assigned to us. Then they will also go away with the question of that it will be just a question of time, and surely South Sudan will be declared a mine-free country. So this is what they will have to run away with it from the event. We will assure them, we'll tell them that with the UNMAS and with the donor support, the other 5 years we are talking about, that is up to 2030, the remaining part of the work will be finished off, and surely every person will be living in a peaceful land called South Sudan. And this is what I said, it will surely, after 5 years coming, it will be the time of declaring South Sudan a mine-free country.
That was the Mine Action team speaking to my colleague Moyo Jacob Felix, as on Friday we're going to have the International Day for Mine Awareness and Assistance.